This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda holds meeting with President Ramchandra Podil today. Under ACC Asia Cup cricket, Nepal faces India in Sri Lanka today. And more than 40 people injured after Typhoon Hakuya sweeps Taiwan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda met with President Ramchandra Podil today. President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel informed that Prime Minister Dahal informed about his participation in the upcoming United Nations General Assembly in New York and his visit to China in the meeting at presidential residence Sheetal Nivas. It is said that on the occasion they also discuss other contemporary issues of the country. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet left today for Egypt to take part in a four-day global conference on population, health and development. The event has been scheduled to take place in Cairo on September 5 to 8. According to his press advisor Ramchandra Dulal, the minister on the sidelines of the conference is likely to sit for a bilateral meeting with his Egyptian counterpart and health ministers from the Southeast Asia. Health and Population Minister Basnet will apprise a ministerial-level meeting to be held during the conference on measures and actions that Nepal took for improvements in the domestic health industry. Likewise, Minister Basnet is accompanied by Ministry Additional Secretary Dr. Bikas Devkota. The minister will return home on September 10. Russian Ambassador to Nepal Alexei Alexievich Novikov had a cozy meeting with Speaker Devraj Khimri today at Singh Darbar. In the meeting, the relations between the two countries, exchange of parliamentary practice and other issues were discussed. Speaker Khimri reminded that the Russian Federation is an old friend of Nepal and mentioned that the relations between the two countries have been good since the establishment of diplomatic relations with Nepal in 1956. He expressed his gratitude on behalf of Nepal and the Nepali people for the Russian support in the development process of Nepal. Speaker Khimri thanked the Russian Federation for the relief and rescue during the 2015 earthquake and the Russian support received during the post-earthquake reconstruction and the valuable support during the COVID-19 pandemic. The writ petition against Chief Minister of Kosi Province Uddhav Thapa is being heard in full bench of the Supreme Court today. A full bench of judges Sapna Pradhan Malla, Kumar Chudal and Nakul Subedi is hearing the writ petition against Chief Minister Thapa. A joint bench of justices Sapna Pradhan Malla and Sushma Lata Mathima heard the writ petition against Chief Minister Thapa yesterday and ordered to send it to the full bench. The joint bench fixed the hearing date and ordered the writ petition against Chief Minister Thapa to be heard continuously in the full bench from today. Leader of the UML Parliamentary Party Hikmat Bahadur Karki took a writ to the Supreme Court on 3rd September against the fact that Chief Minister Thapa took the vote of confidence even from the senior member who presided over the province assembly. In the writ petition, it has been claimed that the vote of confidence taken in this way is unconstitutional. Two children have died after being swept away by a river in Rukum Paschim. The deceased have been identified as 10-year-old Manoj Budatoki and 6-year-old Bhavna Budatoki of Chaura Jahari, Municipality 6, Kharthikanda. Police Inspector Vishnu Prasad Shrestha informed that Manoj and Bhavna are brothers and sisters from the same house. He said that they died when they were swept away by the flood in Naula River while returning home from school last afternoon. Nepal Airlines Corporation has resumed its service in Suketard Kathmandu route after a 3-month suspension. The Nepal Airlines Corporation flight to Taplejung, a mountainous district in Kosi province, had remained halted since June 7 due to adverse weather conditions during the monsoon season. The chief of Suketard Airport, Sachin Tiwari, confirmed that flights have been regularized from today. Nepal is facing India in the ongoing ACC Asia Cup for the first time in the country's cricketing history. The Group A match between Nepal and India will begin at 3:15 p.m. Nepali time at the Palikili International Cricket Stadium at Kandy, Sri Lanka. The winner of the match will make it to the second round of the tournament. Pakistan has already made it to Group 4. The toss will be held at 2:45 p.m. between Nepali team captain Rohit Pawdel and Indian team captain Rohit Sharma. This match is set to go down in history as a watershed moment for Nepal's cricket team. Despite being neighboring countries, it took Nepal and India 27 years to play each other in an international match. Nepal has entered semi-final of the tournament in ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifiers by defeating Qatar. In the match played today at Rizki of Malaysia, Nepal defeated Qatar by 9 wickets and set journey for semi-final. It is fourth consecutive win of Nepal in the tournament. Earlier, Nepal outshined home team Malaysia, Bahrain and Bhutan. Nepal has assured its place in semi-final ahead of a match from the Group A. Chasing the target of 75 runs for victory, Nepal gathered the runs in 10.3 overs at loss of a wicket. Nepal is set to play against UAE in the final tournament of the group phase on Wednesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 40 people were injured in Taiwan after Typhoon Hakuei ripped across the island, uprooting trees and forcing thousands to evacuate. The storm, which made landfall yesterday on the east coast, was the first to directly hit the island in 4 years. Amid torrential rain and high winds, 2 people in a mountainous region were hurt after a falling tree hit a car. Officials said dozens others were injured, mainly by falling debris. Today, cleanup crews were working on restoring services after 160,000 homes lost power yesterday. But so far, there are no reports of major structural damage. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he is disappointed that his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping plans to skip the upcoming G20 summit in India. Reuters reported Chinese Premier Li Xiang is expected to represent Beijing at the summit in New Delhi this week. The 2 leaders last met at the summit in Indonesia last year. Mr. Xi had already said he would travel to the Indian capital for the meeting, but China's foreign ministry would not confirm his attendance when asked to do so at a regular press briefing on Thursday. News reports citing unnamed sources familiar with preparation for the annual meeting say Mr. Xi does not plan to attend this year's summit. This comes amid worsening relations between China and India. Among other things, the 2 countries are facing off against each other along their disputed borders in the Himalayan region. Russia has launched a wave of drone attacks on one of Ukraine's biggest grain exporting ports. This happened hours before Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan were due to hold talks. Ukraine's Air Force early today urged residents of Izmail ports, one of the country's 2 major grain exporting facilities, on a Danube River in the Odessa region to seek shelter. Odessa governor later said 17 drones were downed over the southern region, but that the attack caused widespread damage to the port infrastructure. Kharkov added that preliminary information indicated no casualties or injuries. The drone assault came as Putin and Erdogan were to meet in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi to hold talks on a Ukrainian grain export deal. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Lumbini province. For tonight, the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at 1 or 2 places of the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda hosts meeting with President Ramchandra Podil today. Under ACC Asia Cup cricket, Nepal faces India in Sri Lanka today. And more than 40 people injured after Typhoon Hakuei sweeps Taiwan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.